Land Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today, folks, we have a Halloween special. We have four bands in the studio. I can't believe it. Okay, we have Saints of Death, Heathen Sins, Utility Provider, and Slave in Heaven. Amazing. Okay, so who do we have up first? Say hello, boys.
Well, hello there. This is Mike Hales, the bassist of Saints of Death. How you guys doing?
Woohoo! All right.
And this is Tamás Józsa. I'm the guitar player at Saints of Death.
Yes, Saints of Death, exactly. And it's not Tomas, it's Tomas. Yes, with Tomash. A little shush. Yes. Okay, so Mikey, tell me about your UK tour.
Oh, yeah. Well, last year, about this time, we embarked on a tour to the UK. And we did, it was 10 shows and 12 nights kind of thing, or 12 days or whatever it was that we were there, all over the UK. We started in London, went up to like Newcastle and Manchester. We were all over the place.
Yeah, and that was your first time there?
First time I've ever been to England. First time I've ever been on tour like
wow.
that. And it was unbelievable. What a life-changing experience. We went all over. And we visited some cool sites, too. We went and saw John Bonham's grave, actually.
Ooh.
We went and visited there. A bit of a sojourn or a, you know, sort of some kind of quest kind of thing. So, and then we also went to Stonehenge as well.
Stonehenge.
Yes.
Oh my God, it's Stonehenge. Amazing. Did you feel anything?
Yeah, actually.
You did?
It was freezing cold. That's what I was freezing. It was pouring rain.
You felt freezing balls. That's what you felt.
Yeah, you bet. But there was a really, really cool energy there. Mm. You know, almost like because, you know, some of my ancestry comes from the UK.
Really?
And it felt like home.
Oh,
it felt
gosh.
Like, you know, like it felt like here, actually. Actually, the weather we're having today was exact same weather they were having there.
Oh.
And also we went to Birmingham and we saw the Black Sabbath Bridge. And
wow.
So we got lots of pictures of that, of course, and everything. And it was a wild experience. We met some great people. The band that we toured with was called Die Ego. And they're a great bunch of guys. They're Italian English fellows. So they're really neat people to meet. And they were great.
Excellent.
You know, we were taken care of.
And did you understand the accent?
Well, yeah, of course.
Do a little English accent.
I can't do it. I'm not going to try. No.
All right. I'll just totally. Yes, and
that, so.
You know who else is in the studio? John in the house.
Hello. It's John in the house in the studio tonight.
Excellent.
Welcome to our Halloween special.
Halloween special, yes.
Halloween.
And John in the house actually organized everyone to come today, which is amazing because you guys have a show coming up. John, tell me about it.
Yeah, on November 8th at the Wise Hall, it's a show called Hell on Earth.
Hell on Earth.
Yeah, so basically it's... $15 advance tickets and $20 at the door. And four bands. You have to come out and support the local music in the community, especially the metal. I love metal.
Support your metal, people. You know, you really can't go wrong. For that price, you got, you know, four kick-ass bands. One of them, you know, us, being a touring band. Utility Provider kicks ass. They're one of my favorite bands. Us, you know, so the other guys. Sorry, my brain is shot. I worked all day today. But, you know, I'm really excited about this show. You know,
I am too.
Yeah.
You know why? You know why I'm excited?
I have an idea why you're quite excited.
The reason, because Twan Holiday,
yes,
the lead singer of
our fearless
Saints
leader.
Of
yes.
Death,
yes,
he asked me, "Oh, John, can you come and rile the audience up for the show?"
Oh yeah.
So I said, "Yes, I can rile them up for you, and I'd love to do MC work because I talk on radio, so it's very." In talking radio, you're not exactly talking to the public, but when you're talking to the public, it's a little bit different, but I'm used to that. I've had a few experiences, so I'm so happy to be the MC of this show.
Well, with this, it seems like we're just all sitting in a room talking to each other, when actually we're talking to billions of people out there right now. Yeah. Right? Isn't that right? Right?
All right, Mikey, so you're going to tell me about this first song we're going to play called Army of the Dead.
Well, this is one of my favorite songs. Actually, this is one of the first songs I learned when I joined the band, was Army of the Dead, and it's actually one of my favorites. It's just the pace of it, the tempo of it, and it's just such an intense, exciting song for me to play.
All right, we're going to hear that right here on CJSF.
Fuck.
That was a gooder. Yes, hell in the radio station, folks. That's what's happening today. Okay, we're going to talk to Tomáš. Yes, I hear a little accent. Where are you from?
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. I came from, actually, originally from Hungary, but we lived in New Zealand for 8 years. So we came over from New Zealand, to be honest. So I'm all over the place now. Hopefully now I settled in Canada for a while.
Oh, excellent. Okay. And I have a friend that's from Hungary, and her dad always made the best cabbage rolls. It was amazing. And what do you cook? What do you like to cook that's authentic, Hungarian
there
food?
There are some very cool Hungarian foods, for sure. I think most of the most popular, what people know, is goulash or guyash, you know, and that's a sort of soup, you know, it's a beef based soup, and usually we make it on open fire.
That's
one of the best.
Yeah.
I made a lot when
we feel the heat already in this room. Okay.
Yeah. And it's starving.
Nice. And it's, you know, we use the Hungarian paprika. So that's just tasty.
Oh, okay. That's the secret ingredient.
It's one of the secrets.
You heard it here, right here on the Wham Babby Sven Show. Okay. So tell me, how did you get into this band? Because you're a new member.
Oh, yeah. I'm a new member. I joined just last year, around this time, a little bit later. I think I just reached a level that, hey, you know, I was after that. Let's join the band again, because in Hungary, you know, I played in different groups, and there was a reasonable long pause for me. So last year I decided, okay, I want to play again, and last year I met, you know, we met on BandMix with Tuan. And we had the first conversation, and it just went really well. We just jailed with everything, and you know, we are same age and with the same goals. And I listened to this music, and this was the first song what I heard, and it just absolutely, I was just sold on.
Oh,
and
so the first song you heard is the one that you're picking today?
No, actually, the other one.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so Army.
The Army. Yeah. And I was just, okay, that's something what I'm enjoying as well.
Excellent. Okay, and tell me a little bit about Tuan, guys.
Well, Tuan is basically, he's the glue that holds us all together. Mm-hmm. This is his passion. This is his baby. And I'm just really honored to be part of all this, to be part of this project with Saints of Death. It's been a wild ride. It's been a great ride. You know, we've done some amazing things. We got some cool stuff on the horizon that's coming up. We've got some very exciting stuff happening in the very near future. So, very exciting. Yes. Very, very exciting. And also, he's at home right now, so I just want to say, hey, Tuan.
Hey,
how you doing, buddy?
Yes.
Hey.
Do you guys call him Tuancho? No?
Well, some people do, I guess, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, Tuancho.
Some people did.
Some people did, not anymore.
No, oh, okay.
We don't know what happened to them.
All right. Okay.
I've got a question. Yes. Since you know Tuan for 2 years now?
Yeah. Actually, I've been in band. Actually, my 2 year anniversary is coming up pretty soon.
Oh, that's
actually
nice. So they better get some cake.
Yeah.
Tuan, that's not his real name. That's his stage name, right?
No.
Very unique.
Oh, yes. Yeah. He's an incredible guy. Mm. He's done a lot of things. Everything. He's been on TV. He's been in shows, movies. Yeah. He's done everything.
Wow.
Yeah. This guy, he's pretty much a renaissance man. He's done quite a lot of different things. And
all right. Well, I have my face painted today.
Yes.
You're going to have your face. I've seen yours, but I haven't seen yours.
It's
so what
you
is.
You have to come to the show.
Oh, so you guys have to come to the show. Oh, yes. To see the face paint.
Absolutely. Yes, it's a big reveal.
Oh, amazing, yes, because I'm curious
now.
All right. Okay, so where can people follow you guys?
Oh, you can follow us on, just look us up on the net. Saints of Death, we're on everything. We're on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Web Spotify, everything.
All right.
Everything. Yes.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you.
All right. Here's Angels and Demons by the Saints of Death.
Saints of Death. We'll be right back.
That's what we did.
Yeah. All right. So we're in the studio with Utility Provider. All right, guys, introduce yourselves.
My name is Chris. I play guitars and I sing. That's me.
Hi, my name is Shane. I'm the new guy. I play bass.
What's up, everyone? I'm Tyler. I'm lead vocals.
Hey, my name is Vadim and I'm the drummer.
Awesome. All right. And in the background, you hear some clicking because we got Rod Grimm in the studio. Woo-hoo!
Oh,
yes, and he's wearing a skeleton onesie, looks like. Oh, super cute.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, guys. Okay, so tell me about your music. Okay, so if people are first-time listeners, I don't know, describe your music.
It's sexy, metal, progressive, blues, jazz. It's all of it.
It's
all of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And you guys are looking forward to the show that's coming up. And tell me a little bit about it.
Well, we're fortunate to play with these guys. We have shared the stage with Slave in Heaven and Heathen Sins before, but never with Saints.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really excited. And you know, it's good to have shows at the Wise Hall, right? We got to make sure that building stays exactly where it is.
So. Okay. And then, Chris, I've interviewed you before, in the
many
day.
Many times.
That's right. So maybe why don't you how did you find your members here?
Well, this is a completely new lineup from the original lineup.
Yes.
And of course, it's been 11 years, 9 years of me fronting it.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 years ago, we grabbed Tyler here and we never looked back.
Mm.
And we just finished our third record and it's called Challenger, and we're super proud of the job that we've done, the people that worked on it for us have done, and couldn't be more prouder right now.
That's right, because I was kind of researching you guys, and I saw Challenger. I said, "Oh, is that the name of the band?" No, it's the song. And then I noticed, "Oh, yeah, Utility Provider."
And it's the record name as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got the news is that it's actually released like midnight tonight. Just a single. So we're excited for people to get their first glimpse at it, and then the record comes out November 26th. Yeah, so
we're on. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
And I'm seeing you wearing a Utility Provider t-shirt. Yeah. Are you going to have merch at the show?
Yeah,
tell me about some of your merch.
We will have t-shirts.
Yes.
We'll have some stickers.
Yes.
We'll have some CDs from previous records, but unfortunately not yet new album, which will be released on November 26th.
Ta-da!
So that's where we will have CDs, actually.
Yes.
For the new album. But for the old albums, we'll have CDs.
Yeah, we're running out of the old album merch, and it's in a good way for me, especially been doing it so long that it's going to be nice to get a new batch of everything. Our colors have changed. The lineup has changed. It's heavier. It's longer. It's faster. This record has two sides to it. It has side A, which is our old usual tuning, our usual sound, just bigger and better ever since Tyler joined, because the vocals are better, obviously, overnight.
Right on.
And then we have side B, which is absolutely destructive. It is a new tuning for this band. Mm. It is extremely low. It's like strapping young lad, low, heavy, fast. So the side B, the last six songs, doesn't sound anything like the first five. And I really mean that there is two sides.
All right.
So we're really amped.
You bought some drinks today. Maybe each of you could tell me what is your favorite drink. So when people go to the shows, what do they buy drinks for you?
Oh, what do they buy us?
Yeah. Come on. Tell the people.
Can I really? Okay, I'm going to dictate this mic. You ready?
Yes.
I want some tequila now.
A Coke Zero, please.
He's actually not joking.
No, I'm not joking.
Shot of Jack.
Oh, yes, Tennessee, sure.
Vodka.
Oh.
Yes, and I hear the
Moldovian has spoken.
Actually, wine, if you talk about that, because I'm from Moldova, and obviously it's wine.
Okay, where is Moldova?
It's between Romania and Ukraine, really small country in between.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah, we have population less than whole Vancouver, so yeah.
Okay, and what brought you to Vancouver? What brought you to Canada?
Utility Provider. They called me, and I joined them. I flew over.
That's how you
that
do it.
That is a load of crap. Well, that's actually not. It's not too false. Yeah. In hindsight, that's exactly what it was.
Like every fresh immigrant, just for better life and better opportunities. So now as Canadian, I can say I get all of this.
Right. Excellent.
So,
all right. And how do you know Rod Grimm?
Wow, wow.
The famous.
Wow. Rod Grimm and I go way back to like Red Ant Army days, where it was a much different music scene in the Lower Mainland. You know, you had Gastown booming. You had all these open bars. Mm-hmm. The Cobalt was still ripping. Everything was much different back then. So those days were a long time ago. That's when the relationship started.
Mm-hmm.
And Rod and I see him at shows. He supports so many local acts, and for free, out of the kindness of his own heart. Mm-hmm. Plus, he's an amazing artist himself. Mm-hmm. So, and he's done all the work for us for the first record, and then he took all the photo shoot for the second record. So this is his third record, and we're actually doing a photo shoot with him as of today.
What? Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. So thank you, Rob. Thank you.
Especially with Linda being our host, man. Yeah.
All right, so tell people where they could follow you guys.
Tyler?
Yeah, sure. All the usual places, you know, we're on Facebook. We got a really booming Instagram. I think we even have a Twitter or X feed now.
We've had Twitter for a long time. You can see us on
YouTube.
Obviously, YouTube. Yeah, we're on all the basic ones. And then for the music and the purchases and all that stuff,
you just band, right?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
At utility provider band at all social media.
Yeah.
There's a link tree on the Instagram, so if you find that one first, you can see everything from there. So I recommend start with the Instagram.
That's how it works.
And I was going to say all our music's on every platform.
Excellent. Okay. So since this is a Halloween themed show, what are you guys going to be dressing up for Halloween? Are you going to be dressed up that day for the show or no? Or
It's tomorrow.
Oh, you tomorrow? And, what's happening tomorrow?
Well, yeah, it's the, you know, there's only the Friday and Saturday shows,
okay.
You know,
because
Halloween falls on a Thursday.
So, any costumes that you can tell me?
No, maybe some masks.
Masks,
if I can I can deal with the first song or two. Last time I took it off 30 seconds into the set, so it didn't last very long.
So, I don't know about the show, but for Halloween, so my wife is really big into Halloween, and our nickname for each other is Potato.
Aww.
So, she's got us a potato costume that we're dressing up as.
Sweet Jesus.
The most Potato Head. That's Dark Potato Head, Mrs. Potato Head.
Yeah, it is.
And
she printed out Mr. Potato Head, Miss Potato Head, the whole face thing.
Yeah.
The nose, the eyebrows, the mouth. Yeah, so she's just going full bore with it.
Yeah, I'm like, okay,
I'm along for the ride.
I will dress up as a drummer.
As a drummer? Oh, okay.
I've got a really cool werewolf mask that my girlfriend really hates, and she's always like, put that fucking thing away. So, I'm going to use that.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Utility Provider, for coming to the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, baby. East Van, baby. Here's Challenger on CJSF 90.1 FM.